Hi there, Brookie here. Welcome to the first of what could be many podcasts, or little booze, as we're now saying. Basically, I would imagine over the course of the next few weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be maybe updating with Liverpool FC news, transfers and whatnot. We're coming into the silly season, the end of the season, so we'll try and keep any Liverpool FC fans updated in that respect. The next thing that we may talk about is general tech news, anything new and techie that's coming out. We'll try and keep you abreast of those things. Maybe a bit of film news and whatever else takes my fancy, to be honest with you. By all means, reply with anything you want. We'll post it up via Twitter and on the Audio Boo website, and we'll see how we go. With this edition here, I will start off by saying that I saw the latest Star Trek film, Star Trek, obviously. It gets released this Friday. I watched it last night in a preview screening. Have to say, fantastic, brilliant. Can't say enough good things about it. Chris Pine, fantastic. Very, very good Kirk in terms of the cockiness of the character. Captured it very well. Didn't go all out to do an impersonation of Kirk, but caught enough of the character to give a representation that was very genuine. I'd say the best character for me in terms of old to new would be the actor playing Bones McCoy, Dr. Leonard McCoy. I thought he captured his mannerisms flawlessly. Very, very good. New Spock, very good. Uhura, very nice. And some of the other minor characters captured very, very well. The only criticism I would have is that I thought that the film was a little bit too funny in places, a little bit too slapstick. Some of the humour was good. I did have a very, very big fear, however, of product placement. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, and it's not a spoiler, near the beginning of the film, young James Kirk is driving down the road in a car, as you've seen on the trailer, and all of a sudden you get that familiar ringtone. Yes, it's a Nokia phone. In the dashboard of his car is a Nokia phone, which the camera gets a nice big close-up, and the young James Kirk then takes a call, switches then to media output, and plays a Beastie Boys song through his stereo. I really thought the film was going to go downhill from that point. I was ready to get up and walk out. Luckily, it didn't. It did redeem itself. There isn't product placement in the film, but it was the only thing that really stood out. Aside from that, I'd say giving it a good 9.5 out of 10. Well, that's it for now. I'll update another blog in a few moments when I find some Liverpool news that's worthy of saying. Cheers. Bye-bye.